Hello and welcome to the special edition of AlterAeon Updates. We have here Morpheus, game designer and world builder of AlterAeon, who has agreed to sit down with me for an interview. Hello, Morpheus.
Hey, Morpheus.
All right, let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up, and what is your educational background?
Well, I grew up in a little area called Brewster, New York. I moved from there to Carmel, from Carmel to Connecticut, from Connecticut down to Bronx, and then Manhattan, and then Brooklyn, and then back to Connecticut, to North Carolina, to Georgia, and then back to Connecticut.
Wow, so you got around, huh?
Yeah, and that's not even my military.
Oh, where did you serve your military?
I was in Fort McClellan, Alabama, and I was in Fort Lee, yeah, Virginia.
Okay, which branch is you serving?
Army.
Okay, cool. Do you have any higher education?
No, I when I left high school, I went into the military, and I came out of the military with a useless, you know, position that did nothing for me outside here, and just pretty much got into just doing all different things until I finally started into plumbing. I was doing plumbing up until I went blind in 2000.
Let's see, you finished moving across town about a month ago. How are you settling into your new place?
I'm pretty much settled with it. Still smashing my toes as normal, which is something that happens to me quite often once I move.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about the floors being uneven.
Yeah, whoever built this place, it's an old house. It's probably from the early 1900s, and, you know, whoever built the place or whoever put these floors in never leveled out the floors and stuff before they laid out the tiles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the tile floor from one house, part of the house to the other house, to the other side of the house, as you walk down the floor, you could actually feel yourself moving, going up and downhill.
Wow. They needed to build a better subfloor before putting those tiles down.
Exactly.
They needed
to float out the cement better, yeah.
I had the exact same problem. I got hardwood floors in my house, and I had the exact same problem. The house is like 100 years old, and I had to even everything out and then put the subfloor on top because the first time I did it wrong, I just put the tiles right on top of the wood. No, that was a bad idea. It's uneven.
Yeah, my parents, their house in Carmel was over 200 years old. It was built back in the early 1700s, and that house, I mean, we actually had beams in the attic that were like 7x7 that were actually just trees.
Wow.
Part of it would still have the bark attached. And you couldn't just take screws and put a screw into it. You had to use like really heavy duty nails to nail anything into it. We just left them exposed. It was like, this is useless.
Wow. So let's talk about the game a little bit. Which is your favorite area or areas in AlterAeon?
Immortal or Builder?
That's a good question. Let's do both. Let's do as a mortal and as a builder.
Okay. As a mortal, I would say I love the Wizard's Tomb. I like Sub Ruins. I like Zin and, you know, and now Nadj Combine.
Mm-hmm.
Then as a builder, I love Nightmare Plane.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's just all me and you know my team and etc. And you know, pretty much I don't have any limits out there. Whatever I want to do, I mean, how crazy I want to get or how, you know, non crazy I want to get, I can just do it out there because it's Nightmare Plane and pretty much do anything.
Right. So you enjoy the freedom of being able to basically do whatever you want then.
Yeah, I'm not limited as in space either. You know, I could just expand. If I want to go to the west, I can go to the west. I don't have to worry about, oh, well, you know, Roundness is to the west, so we can't go to the west. We have to go, you know, northeast instead.
Right. Okay. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about building. Which feature or features of the game do you like most as a builder?
You know, I thought about this, and the one thing about building, when I first started out now, just so that for people that didn't know, I was the first blind builder.
Mm-hmm.
building. There was no other line builders. You know, Denton wasn't sure if the game would be able to, if I would be able to do it. So he was hesitated for a while about it, and then he finally said, yeah, okay, let's try it.
Okay.
So we went back and forth with a lot of stuff, and you know yourself. I mean, you helped me with a lot of things. Floyd helped me a lot.
Yep.
Drock helped me a lot. And the same with Denton. And, there was just so many things when I first started out that was just, it was just so many things that we changed.
Mm-hmm.
Denton was like, oh, let's pull these numbers out of here so it's easier on you, so you don't have to read those. Let's pull this out so you don't, your reader doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You and Drock both made a whole bunch of different flags, like R flags and Q stage and,
all the abbreviated commands, yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of different commands that you guys had added for me or that I requested that just made things so much easier so that I didn't have to listen to a full page of the quest.
Right.
That to see what the flags were for that quest. So there's just so many things right now. I wouldn't even know what exactly would be my favorite of those.
Now, I know you started playing in 2003. When did you get your builder? I don't remember exactly.
I think it was around 2004. 2004 or early 2005. It was somewhere around there.
Okay.
I've had a builder for a long time.
Yeah, I know. I knew that. So you jumped into it pretty quickly then.
Yeah, I had like three areas done, and pretty much the people that were on builder port at the time were like, we can't give you any more racks until you get your other areas out. And I was like, well, I can't get these areas out if somebody refuses to check them.
Right.
Nobody's wants to check the stuff. And Boyd went to Denton and said, hey, look, Morpheus is going to quit. Hey, I mean, he's got three areas over there and nobody's checking his stuff.
Oh, you were still on Alter Shadow, weren't you?
Yep, I was still on Builder Support at the time. And there was, at the time, you and Drock hadn't moved over there yet and started getting involved with stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that was there was pretty much idle or barely around. So it was just like, Bember wasn't really around that much anymore. I can't think of who else was out there at the time. But,
probably,
pretty much most of the people just weren't around.
I think Nuriel was in charge back then.
Yeah, she wasn't really around that much anymore at the time.
Yeah.
And Denton was like, okay, let's move him over here then. And that's, pretty much after I moved over, then they moved Shift over, and then they started moving, pretty much everybody over. And Denton was like, it's so much easier just having everybody over here. Let's just, build up some restrictions. Let's get this done, that done, so that people just can't do anything. And, just move everybody over here. That way I only got one thing to deal with.
For our audience who doesn't know, we used to have our builders build on a separate port and be kind of isolated from everyone else. And that's how I started. And like you, Morpheus, I jumped into it pretty quickly. I'd been playing for less than a year. And then they started building a first area with Void, and it was definitely different back then, just kind of being all by yourself. There were some freedoms you got to enjoy, like you could try like blowing up the whole game and stuff like that. It didn't matter. You found a lot of bugs.
Oh yeah, and there was a lot of things that people did over there. It was just like, it was just so much spam half the time.
Yeah.
People just kept, going around backstabbing with their gods, and it was like, oh, okay. Freak, okay.
All right.
It's great.
Yeah. All right, so bringing it back to the present, let's talk about your building team. Which builders are on your team, and what do they do?
All right, well, I have several different teams. My first team is my nightmare team, which is me and Skepta.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much taking care of it. Right now, Skepta and I are working on a nightmare solo in Group 4 areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to have about 10 areas that it will all be solo level 43 and group 4 43. My second team has John Mayer, Meccano, and Trell. And they're working on the islands around Genasi.
Okay.
Then my other team is Myro and Alessandra. And we're pretty much taking care of the islands. Right now, we pulled off Red Fern's Palace, floating palace, and we're working on that, updating that, re-leveling it, adding quests, and fixing up pretty much the mobs and stuff. There's, you know, there are really old areas. There's a lot of stuff in there that, you know, mobs load 10, 12, 20 times.
Yeah.
And we're cutting them back so that, you know, the XP is more leveled out.
All right. Sounds good. In addition to orchestrating Alterian's annual flagship event, Halloween Havoc, you've also run a number of other holiday-themed events over the years. Why do you enjoy running events, even though they're so hard to do?
Well, you know, the thing with events is they're really hard, and people are very short. But the thing is that people love them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for every, you know, it's like with anything. I mean, you get a lot of people that are loud and complain and bitch about things, but, you know, you still have quite a few that will say, hey, Morpheus, that was a great event, or this was really fun. And, you know, I really love just hearing, you know, some newbie say, hey, wow, you know, this was really cool. I'm going to tell my friends all about this. And then, you know, next week you might have one or two new people that can come. Mm-hmm. And it was that event that just, you know, brought them to the thing.
Yeah. That's really cool to get that positive feedback.
Yeah, even though it's so rare. The haters are always going to be louder.
Well, yeah. All right. Let's talk about your mortal character for a moment, Sandman. Sandman is a dual thief warrior, and he actually looks a lot like what I hope my character, Dark Lord, will be in about 25 or so levels. So my question is, why did you choose the class order that you have, and did you have any issues when you were starting out as a newbie?
My first character was actually Shiva.
Okay.
And I lost the password for Shiva. It was a mage, and I lost the password, and so then I was like, you know, listening to Metallica at the time and heard Sandman, and that's when I started Sandman. So I just figured Warrior Thief would be so cool. You know, it's one interesting thing about Sandman. There wasn't, you know, back when I started, and I'm sure it's pretty much the same way, if you weren't part of the in crowd or the in group, and even back then, I mean, there wasn't a lot of, you know, a lot of people didn't really, you know, accept the blind people that were fighters either.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of stuff I just taught myself, a lot of stuff I learned, you know, got from help bots, which even back then, the help bots weren't exactly that great.
Right.
So I didn't know about stats. I was around top 85 to top 90 before I, you know, realized, before someone told me about stats.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, a level, you know, 31 to 32 warrior. I have like 20 strength and 15 dex or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 6 int and 6 wit. I couldn't even cast a candle.
Okay.
You know, back then you could re-roll everything. So I re-rolled and thought that, okay, these are my stats and this is what they are. And I re-rolled and I got like 20 strength and I got like, I don't know, 15, 16 dex. And then I had like 6 and 6 on int and wit. And then like, I don't know, I think it was like 7 on CHR stuff. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'm set. This is decent. I got, you know, decent strength and stuff. And I just went on.
Right.
And for so many levels, I never did stats.
Right.
I mean, but I had every single spell. Hey, I got vent. You know, perfect.
Right. Oh, boy.
I had all the navigation skills perfected before anybody thought they were cool.
I can't believe that I don't even remember there you could get your stats that low. I mean, when I...
Yeah, I've got a character right now, I think it's Cole, and they only have 4 CHR.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I learned something. I didn't know you could re-roll that low. That's something else. You enjoyed being a warrior thief. You picked mage as your tertiary. Why'd you do that? Because I know for me, I did it for the defensive spells.
I think I did it more for offense. I wanted to, you know, one thing that I did I talked to Druid, mm-hmm, back then. And Druid says you want a really really strong offense. So I was like, okay, I want a really strong offense. So I'm going to go with Warrior Thief, and then I'm going to go Mage, and I'm just going to blast it, beat the hell out of everything. You know, not realizing that I want Sank. I'm going to need Refresh. I'm going to need to heal myself. So.
Right. Well, you picked him up later, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially once I learned about stats and I was able to start training them.
Mm-hmm. You have any favorite spells or skills?
I like Ground Strike. I like Shadow Strike. I like Cripple. As far as Mage goes, I like Chain. I chain everything. I do Static and Chain for everything now.
Really? Well, I guess that'd be good for solo play. I see some players, they freak out when you try to chain and when you're in a group.
You can't chain in a group, but, you know, I found that, you know, because Static will drop down your zap save, mm-hmm. which, a lot of players don't know that, and I'm telling them all the time, you use Static first, and then you use Chain or use Ball or whatever, and it drops it down. I mean, hey, that 3%, it drops it, you know, can really make a difference.
Right. There you go. That's for some strategy and tips for our audience. Let's see. Moving on, besides spells or skills, which other features of the game do you like most as a player?
As a player? Yep. Oh, nearby command.
Really?
When I first started playing, okay, we have two commands we have now, map-old, which for blind people will tell you directions you have not gone.
Okay.
If you it'll say, south, I forget what the exact thing now, I think it says south, such and such, west, such and such, east, unexplored.
Okay.
That's one command that we didn't have when I first was exploring. And then nearby, there was no way of us, as a blind player, since we can't see maps or anything else, there was no way for us to get around. You know, unless somebody sat there and said, okay, you got to go all north, all west, all south, east, 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 seven, unless people told us that, we had no idea.
Yeah.
Because you could go, sometimes you might have to go, someone says, okay, it's to the northwest.
Yeah.
But you might have to go to the south a bunch and then east a little bit and then start going to the north and then west.
Yes.
Before you could actually get, where you want to go. So those two commands as a mortal really made things a lot easier.
Okay. Very good. So it's well known that you like to run jobs and you keep up on them pretty regularly. Are there any improvements to the job system that you'd like to see implemented?
The only thing I really, I worked with Ben a lot on that too. I mean, he came to me and we talked about different things. And when we first started, when jobs first came in, they were based on the object's number.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't change that to be the fight string because we had 25 pairs of black boots,
right?
They're all different numbers, but they were all had the same name,
right?
So it's like, okay, jobs were impossible to do. It's just like I can remember they had one job I had was a poison frog, your Aztec frogs there, poison dart frogs,
right?
I had a poison dart frog as a target. Okay. Which poison dart frog?
Right. Okay.
There's hundreds of them.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things like that, and I think you actually made the changes with the poison dart frogs where, now they're a special name. They're only single-loaded mobs instead of, any chance of a multi-loaded mob.
Yeah, we changed some of that stuff around. Because there are a lot of examples of that where, and we tried to be kind of realistic where you'd show up, poison dart frogs lived in this jungle. Well, they lived in that jungle too, and you had to use different numbers because they were in different areas, but they're the same thing. So why not?
And so it was more trying to find, okay, now we're going to use single mobs that don't multi-load, mobs that are just more, single.
Yeah.
And then I know myself, over the years, I've gone and changed mobs or I changed this or changed that so that they were, even though it was only a single only loaded once, but it still had the same name as the other 25.
Right.
So I might change the name somewhere. Okay, it's Elite Guard or, you know, something along those lines. And I've tried to do that with books, too. It's like all the books that were in the Fire Tower.
Oh, yeah.
He had them, he gave them all fight strings, I mean, inventory strings, but every single book was just a book.
Right.
So when you tried to locate those books, you couldn't locate them because they were all simply just a book.
Right.
So I added all the different strings to it, and I think I did it for some of your books and stuff, too. Jock had some books, and I was like, do you mind if I add names to them? So that, you know, people could use locate and find object and are able to find these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jock was great about that, and you guys were, you know, you were the same way.
Yeah.
The one thing I would like to see, though, one day is, now that we do everything based on M-string, I would love to see it where we could have fish. We could do mind objects. We could do, you know, trying to think of other things that...
Like butchered meats?
And meat.
Yeah.
Butchered meat and stuff like that. I mean, you have a butcher that turns around and says, you know, I want 10 pounds of this meat.
Yeah.
Or I want, you know, a skin from, well, not 10 pounds. I guess, you know, you want a steak from a, what's his face? Or you want a...
some dragon steaks.
Butchered meat might be a little bit difficult because there's different parts in that based on their size and weight and stuff. Skins might be different, though. You might get the same skin or you might, you know, I want an anglerfish.
Yeah.
So you have to go out and fish until you get an anglerfish.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've made that suggestion before, at least with the fish. I'm pretty sure that's still on my list of things to do.
Yeah.
I'm positive that the gathered items like the butchered meat and the fish you get from fishing are something else we want to do. I'm pretty positive that's actually in the code as comments, like, you need to do this. So,
well, oh, that's another thing that I really liked. I liked when you were finally able to do the universal priest.
Oh yeah, that took
because
some work.
That made my life so much easier because people were screaming, how come I don't have a priest on Corden?
Yeah.
How come there's only one priest on Arches? How come I only have one priest here?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you made that universal priest code, and I was able to put universal priests in all the main towns, and now everybody's got two or three priests in every island, or, you know, everybody, you know, I think we've got it pretty much set now where everybody, there's nobody that has way more than anybody else.
Yeah. Yep, it's a lot more fair now. Let's see. Next question. I understand that you have a kind of a unique setup for playing Alterion compared to other visually impaired players. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I have an older computer,
mm-hmm.
and when I first started out, I started out with JAWS. I was using JAWS 5 at the time, and I had a friend of mine that I met on the game that introduced me to GMUD.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he built scripts and everything else, and we got my JAWS working great with it and everything else. And I've been using that same thing since 2004. Now my computer's, you know, it's still using Windows XP, and, you know, I can't even change it. I can't do anything with it. I can't upgrade or do anything, you know, anyway, because my computer's just not made to be that way.
Right.
I kind of got screwed when I paid for this computer because I was told that I was getting this, I was going to get that, I was going to get this, and, you know, when my new computer guy, the last few years, he looked at the bill and what was in my computer, he said, this is not what's in here.
Hmm.
He says, half these parts came from an old Dell computer. I was like, which is probably the computer they took from me when they told me that my hard drive froze. So they probably took parts from my computer to build the new computer, tell me it was all going to be new stuff. And, you know, just pretty much he says, but the one thing that they did is they never put no serial numbers in here.
Hmm.
So you've got nothing to fall back on. You can't sue them because prove this is a computer they built.
Right.
So now I'm in a situation where I have different programs and different things like Outlook Express with my cable company that just came to me and said, hey, we're no longer supporting that.
Yeah.
So now I had to download Thunder Thunderbird or something like that, that I have to do my Cox emails through. And there's just different things that I'm trying to find that, like, okay, what was the thing? We were going to use Google Hangout.
Yeah.
I can't do it with Windows XP.
Yeah.
And I know somewhere down the road I'm going to have to get a second computer, which I've already talked to my computer guy, and he says what we can do is get you a second tower, and I could put a switch in here so that you're able to use a switch to do the internet, to do any social media, to do any, you know, email, etc. But then you could also hit the switch and go back to your game and still be able to do your game. And I can mirror your hard drive, and if anything ever happens to your hard drive, we could just, you know, burn that mirror to a new hard drive, and you're right back in action.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm still back in the Stone Age. I'm still using the Stone tablet, you know, picking away.
I'm gonna reveal a little secret, Dennis. I'm not much farther ahead of you. my development machine where I code on, it's a CQ60 notebook, which was the best of its kind back in 2009. So I'm a little behind the times too. But you know what?
Yeah, well, everybody's like always amazed. You're still using JAWS 5?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I have JAWS 5, and then I use 7 or 10 for the internet.
Yeah.
10? You're still using 10? I can't. Like, yeah, but see, what you don't understand is my computer I can't use anything more with what I have.
Right. Right. Hey, but
it's like, you know, the guy told me from the cable company, he's like, well, you need to upgrade your Windows. I can't upgrade my Windows. Not with my operating, not with, you know, the rest of my computer.
Yeah.
I don't have the RAM for it. I don't have this. I don't have that.
Right. Well, the important thing is it works for you.
Exactly. That's always been my thing with people. You know, if it works and it works decent, why change it?
Right. Now, there are lingering rumors that that you don't like or you don't get along with one of the other senior staff, namely Drock. Now, what's your response to those rumors?
I'd like to swear on that one by saying something a bull might do. There's no issues with Drock. Drock and I, many, many years ago, I'd probably say, had to be probably 8-9 years ago, we had issues, but I think it was mostly outside people. People just wanting to start stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Certain snakes and stuff that just like to cause drama, like to see the turmoil, and just would say, oh, you know, Drock said this. Oh, Morpheus said this. There's a lot of things that Drock and I work on now together. I mean, like typos. Drock and I, you know, as you know, we cleaned up probably 2,000, 3,000 or more typos.
Yes.
That typo list was massive. And Drock and I pretty much went through that entire thing and got it down to, you know, there's only 2 or 3 typos on the entire typo thing now.
Yeah, yeah. So the audience understands, that was a colossal task. The index for our typos was in the tens of thousands. Okay? They literally fixed several thousand typos. No joke.
Yeah, it's just like the badge flags and stuff like that. And Drock and I always worked together on that stuff. And as far as like things in you know, in the past, we never really had tie-ins on lore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was your area, this was my area, this is your area, and this is your area, and build what you want, but don't worry about my area.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years, you know, like we bounce things, ideas off of each other all the time, you, me, and Drock. And, you know, it's always, well, what do you think about this? Or can I use this? Or do you mind if I use this? And,
yeah.
You know, we've mixed our lores in so much now, or added so many books or other stuff where, the lore is getting in. It's got a more smoother feel than it did, say, back in 2010.
Yes.
Or before then.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, we still have a few people that, you know, are stuck in their ways and they don't want to, you know, play nice with the rest of the people, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
We'll work our way around those. But as far as Drock and I go, I personally, Drock and Shadow Fax, I mean, you guys, I get along great way. We talk a lot, personal info and everything else. And, you know, I don't have any problems with Drock.
All right, very good. So, besides playing all three on, what else do you like to do for recreation?
Well, I listen to books. I listen to wrestling. I listen to my Yankees. Cook clean around the house. You know, pretty much. I guess that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. We've talked about cooking before. That actually leads into my next question. What do you have a favorite food or type of food?
I was going to say seafood. You know, any food I see, but that's. I like your basic foods. I'm a steak and potato guy. You know, I like my steak. I like potatoes and, you know, burger and stuff like that. You know, although at my age, you know, being 54 and stuff, I try to limit my diet a little bit now.
Yeah.
Especially since I quit smoking and, you know, now it seems to be coming back, piling on me.
Well, so far so good, right?
This July will be 2 years that I quit smoking, so, I mean, as long as I don't go back to it, I'll be happy.
All right. Good for you, by the way. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, so this has been my last question, and I have been dying to hear you talk about this for a long time. So, someone in our audience may not know that you and your wife met on Alter Aeon. Can you tell us the story of how you met?
Yes, back, I want to say 2004, my wife has two characters, Alter and Logging.
Mm.
And she was playing the male for both characters. Both characters come from the Wheel of Time, I think it is.
Yeah.
And so she was playing the male. And there was just little things that she did back then that I was like, she's not a male. She's a female. Just things she said to me or whatever that you know, I was like, no, she can't be a female. I mean, she can't be a male. And in time, she finally admitted. And then we started talking on the phone and, you know, it just, we would play on a game until as late as we could. And then we get on the phone and we get talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I know, you know, it was midnight when we started and now it's 8 o'clock in the morning and she's got to go to work. And it's like, you know, and for me to talk on a phone that long is just, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Then I came up here to visit her one time. And I stayed up here for a month, and God, that was a long time not being on the game and just being up here, and you know, being blind and stuff, and like I'm blind,
mm-hmm.
as you both know, but some people are blind, but they still have sight and vision, or they have, you know, light, etc. I'm pitch black blind.
Right.
I don't know if I ever told you, but I lost my eyesight back in 2000. I lost my
back when you were
lost the other eye in 6 months from then.
Yeah, you got ammonia splashed in your eyes, right? When you were plumbing.
Yeah, well, the ammonia, what happened is I was, you know, work under a sink, and ammonia, the trap fell apart, and the trap fell into the bucket, and the water just splashed out into my face. I asked the woman several times. I was like, did you dump anything down into the sink? She was like, no. I mean, didn't drop nothing in there. Come to find out, she dropped she had dumped ammonia in there and cleaning stuff, and that all came back into my face. So I ran outside, I washed my eyes out and everything else, and I noticed like a bubble down in the corner of my eye. Something like you would see in a level.
Yeah.
And in time, it just got worse and worse and worse. I got screwed on this too, because the doctor I went to, the eye doctor and my physical doctor, both were customers of the company I worked for. Hmm. So they were like, oh, no, you'll be fine. There's, you know, it'll just go away. And then, like I said, in 45 days, it just got worse and worse and worse, and I lost the first eye. Then 6 months later, I lost the other eye.
Yeah.
And finally, after, like, I don't know, probably 2 years of just going to see doctors, because, you know, they got me scared because they were talking about, well, we don't know why your body rejected your eyes. I mean, we don't know if this could happen to other parts of your body and stuff. And finally, I went to the American Eye Institute in Maryland, who turned around and said, No, this is a very rare eye disease. Now, we have people that have had this disease for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and they're nowhere near blind, not even in one eye.
Mm.
So, yes, we feel that the mixture of the cleaning solutions that were in the drain that has splashed into your eyes made your case far more aggressive than any case we've ever seen, ever had. Wow. That's how, you know, that's why my eyesight went so quick. And they're like, they even contacted a lawyer, which, you know, it was after 2 years, so I can sue the doctors, I can sue the things. My job had limited lifetime, limited disability. What they call it? Long-term limited disability.
Okay.
It was only good for 2 years.
Hmm.
So I just lost everything. I mean, I had to sell all my car, I had to sell my van, I had to sell all my tools and everything just to pay up the damn doctors.
Yeah.
Because, of course, every specialist, you know, they don't pay for every single specialist, and, of course, every specialist is going to be like $5,000.
Right.
So. But getting back to my life, yeah, so pretty much most people, I'd say the exceptions of my friends on the game, most of my friends and stuff in real life, one person put it as, people will always fear that which they don't understand or they can't accept. And most of my friends, family, and et cetera, just turn their back on me. Pretty much just, you know, even now, I mean, there's times that, you know, my wife will be somewhere and my wife will be like, oh, there's what's his name. And he just turned around and walked the other way.
Hmm.
And it was the same thing, you know, even most of my family is pretty much the same way. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to say things. They don't know, you know, how to act. And, you know, so they just avoid me. That's why I'm like up here in Connecticut and everybody's down south, because, you know, everybody wanted to tell me how to control my life.
Yeah.
Where my wife, you know, she accepted me as I was, which, you know, was quite refreshing. And that's the biggest thing on the game is, most of the people, you know, nobody cares if you're blind. Nobody cares if you can see. Back when I first started playing, you know, I got a lot of stuff from people because they were like, oh, you can't keep up. You can't do this. You mm-hmm. can't do that. You can't do that. Well, I'm telling that at the time. And you know how telling that is.
Yep.
Even for a sighted person.
Yeah.
So, but me and my wife, we just, you know, she helped me to do a lot of things and to get used to different things. And, you know, I found shortcuts, and I learned how to make aliases and how to do this and do that so I can make things and do things quicker. And then, you know, you guys started adding spam filters and then started working, you know, talking to me about different things and how can we make the game, you know, more blind-friendly. And there's a lot of stuff that he added that just, you know, made it crazy. My wife helped a lot with that. And then Denton and then, you know, all the guys were always asking me questions about stuff back then. So it you know.
Yeah, we've definitely come a long way.
I'm a little bit all over the place, ain't I?
yeah, I kind of steered you toward the blindness thing, but I remember you telling me that story. And, you know, the funny thing is, and I understand this as being in a craft myself, is like, even though you haven't done it for such a long time, I mean, you still know how to plumb.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been giving me plumbing tips how to do it, like, install my vanity and my toilet. And by the way, your advice was flawless. Of course, I got the PEX pipes and I got everything hooked up just the way you said, and it's working great. So
oh, yeah, there's still stuff here. I mean, I do want to unstop the toilet. I freaking go and take the drain apart to get the hair out, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that I can still do without having my sight.
Yeah.
And still, I mean, there's still plenty of things, like, you know, even now I get phone calls from people, you know, I got this problem. Yeah, it's about the only time they do call me, but, I mean, I still get phone calls from people, I got this problem or that problem, and, oh, just do this or just do that, or head down to the hearing and get, you know, some fire water, or go and get this, mm-hmm. and you know, it fix up most stuff.
Yeah, it really is amazing how you never really forget. I mean, even... I'm sure you could probably still do a bunch of those plumbing tasks blind just by feeling it out.
Yeah, I, and you know, that's what really got me, that's what really drew me to building. I loved walking into a house and looking at the plumbing and saying, what the hell is this? You know, there's so many people that just don't take pride in their work or in their job or what they're doing. It's just a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go into a house and you see where people have, you know, done a plumbing and they've done it with copper and there's, you know, flux and it's all green and it's painted and you're just like, what the hell? There's stuff all over the floor, you know, old glue on the floor still, and it's like, how And I was the same way with building. I mean, once I got started in building, it was like, oh, I can create, I can do something. And I took off like a forest fire.
Right. And then you go back into some of the old areas and you're like, what were these people thinking? This place is a mess.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and even that, I mean, like now we're working on Red Ferns, and there's a lot of older areas there, and there's some, you know, a lot of stuff there that is different. You know, like I said, you know, some moms loaded 20 times.
Yeah.
Where now we try to limit that to 4, and, you know, so I'm splitting those moms up and M-copying those off into more moms and everything. That's another thing, I love M-copy. Thanks, Max.
Yep.
And just a lot of things like that we did that just, you know.
So I think that just about does it. We actually have reached, looks like, about 45 minutes. It's about as long as my interview with Denton. So do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I really not. I just hope that, you know, we're around another 20 years and you know, I live that long and... Put another 1,000 areas out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that has been our interview with Morpheus. Thanks for listening. And please hit the subscribe button for more interviews and updates for about Alter Aeon. Thank you.